60. Salvation to our God and the Lamb. In the second letter of Peter, we find the following words. Peter addresses people who wait for the coming, the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the second letter, in the third chapter, we read in verse 13, "Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwells righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. That you may be found of him in peace." Are you in peace with everybody? Are you in peace with everybody? Or is there still something between you and somebody? It's dangerous. It was in a home. We studied the Bible together, and one lady, she had a quarrel with her sister. It happened 10 years ago. But they had never come together in harmony again because of this quarrel. For 10 years, there was something in between. And when she heard about this, she became nervous. She said, well, what she did, and I can never forgive her, and so on and so on. And she is the one who has to be blamed for all of that. But what should Christians do? You should act as one who makes the first step. And I told her about that. There's a chance. And a week afterwards, she appeared again in this Bible study group. But it wasn't a walking in, it was something like hovering in. She was so happy. And then she said, oh, I did the following. I bought a big bunch of flowers, and then I rang the doorbell at my sister's home. When my sister opened, she got wide eyes. She saw me, she saw the bunch of flowers, and then I hardly could say it, but I said, forgive me. I've done wrong to you. And she burst out in tears. And then they hugged each other. And the tears, they came trickling down the cheeks. And a bunch of flowers, it was a little bit damaged, but it didn't matter. They were together. And she said, oh, I have peace now. How silly I was. Why haven't I done it before? 10 years ago, I should have done it. Therefore, Paul tells us, if you're in quarrel, let not the sun go down before you try to be in harmony again. Let not the sun go down. As long as it is warm, you can handle with it in a better way think of dishes you've used. Food, rest of food is on it, and you do not do the washing up at once. You leave it for a day or two or three or four. It dries up. And what then? How would you clean it then? It's hard. It's not easy. So therefore, use the time now before it is too late. Will you do that?